Welcome to the Financial Analyst Journal Author Interview Series. I'm Abby Farson Pratt, Assistant Editor at CFA Institute. We're here today with Andrew W. Lowe to discuss his recent FHA Perspectives article on a new approach for analyzing and managing macrofinancial risks, published in the March-April 2013 issue. Andrew, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
In this interview series, we invite our authors to discuss their articles with us. So let's dive right in. Andrew, what was the practical issue or issues that motivated your research?
The biggest motivation for our research and the practical implications really have to do with the financial crisis and the fact that over the last couple of decades, macro policy has really become less effective because the financial system has become a more and more important part of the global macroeconomic landscape. And so what we want to understand is how these interactions have an impact on policy tools and what we can do about that.
Great. What was your approach to this issue?
Well, we started by trying to understand the underlying drivers of macrofinancial risk. And I think that's one of the issues that the traditional tools in macroeconomics doesn't grapple with as effectively as it could. So we used the framework of standard contingent claims analysis, basically looking at balance sheets of both the government as well as the private sector in terms of assets, liabilities, but more importantly in terms of the underlying risks in both of those aspects. And so what we ultimately have done is to look at the entire macroeconomy from this perspective and have mapped certain important linkages across these various different components.
And how do your findings or results influence practice?
Well, we think that they influence practice in a couple of different ways. One is to recognize that there are some very important non-linearities in the macroeconomic system that has to be addressed by policy makers. In particular, as the economy changes and as the business cycle fluctuates, it's clear that the risks to the macroeconomy, the risks to financial stability can change pretty quickly and in ways that are non-intuitive. So what we're hoping is that policymakers will be able to take our tools, get a better sense of where the risk exposures are in the economy, and be able to deal with them more effectively by being able to anticipate those changes and adjusting their policies accordingly.
Great. Is there anything else you'd like to add about your work?
Well, we believe that this is really the beginning of a very fruitful collaboration with macroeconomists and financial economists. For too long, I think the two fields have sort of gone off in their own directions, and had it not been for the financial crisis, I think that would have continued. But it's become clear over the last few years that macroeconomics and financial analysis are inextricably intertwined. So what we really need to do is to incorporate all of these interactions in the kind of considerations that policymakers have used for trying to understand how to produce economic growth, financial stability, and ultimately a better outcome for all the individuals in the economy.
Great. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for taking the time to share your research and ideas with us. We encourage all of you to read this article and other articles from other CFA Institute publications on our website, cfapubs.org. Thank you for listening.